जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय
Мы можем получить окончание памяти антибиологов, вторая наказание нашего Харидаса.
We know that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyasa at a very young age.
Мы знаем, что Господь Чайтанья Махапрабху принял саньяса очень в юном возрасте.
That Mahaprabhu was only 24 years old when he entered the sannyasa order of life.
На самом деле, когда Махапрабху принял отречение по жизни, ему было всего 24 года.
The incident is that Mahaprabhu was living in
Navadvip.
And there he was renowned as a very great scholar. In fact, he was a teacher of Sanskrit grammar and logic. And because he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, no one could surpass his understanding of logic. And no one could surpass his explanation of Sanskrit grammar. So he had himself a school in Navadvip. Many students were present in his school. And it was the most famous school in all of
Navadvip.
But we have to remember that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna.
Мы должны помнить, что Чайтанья Махапрабху это самая верховная божественная личность Шри Кришна.
And it's the nature of the Supreme Lord that He's always thinking of His dear most devotees.
И в соответствии с своей природой Верховный Господь всегда думает о своих преданных.
And appreciating the devotional services of His dear most devotees.
А он ценит преданное служение, которое совершает его дорогие преданные.
It's described that Lord Krishna is Bhakta Vatsal.
Описывается, что Господь Кришна является Бхакта Ватсалом.
Bhakta Vatsal means that he loves his devotees so much that he'll never forget any devotional services that they perform for him.
Бхакта Ватсал означает, что Кришна так любит своих преданных, что никогда не забывает то преданное служение, которое они оказывают.
Loves his devotees, he protects his devotees.
Он любит и защищает своих преданных.
So one day Lord Chaitanya was sitting in his school in
Navadvip.
And he was remembering and appreciating the foremost devotees of Lord Krishna. Who were the gopis in Vrindavan? So Mahaprabhu was sitting in his classroom and instead of chanting Krishna, 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 he was chanting Gopi, Gopi, Gopi.
И сидя в своем классе, вместо того, чтобы повторять Кришна, Кришна, Чайтанья Махапрабху повторял Гопи, Гопи.
It's just like if I think of Paramatma Prabhu.
Например, если я подумаю о Paramatma Prabhu.
I think, oh, he's such a good boy.
Я подумал, какой хороший парень.
He's so devoted to the lotus feet of his Guru Maharaj.
Он так предан лотосным стопам своего Гуру Махараджа.
And he likes to distribute books.
И ему нравится распространять книги.
And so long he's been a devotee since he was just a child.
И он уже очень давно предан с самого детства.
So I might chant Paramatma, Paramatma, Paramatma.
Я буду повторять это.
And appreciating and remembering the qualities of Paramatma.
И вспоминать качество Paramatma, оценить их.
Or like I always say when I come down here to St. Petersburg.
Или как я всегда говорю, когда приезжаю в Петербург.
I like to come to Petersburg because Vasudhama is here.
А я люблю приезжать в Петербург, потому что здесь есть Vasudhama.
Because Vasudhama is such a fine devotee of the Lord.
Потому что он такой замечательный преданный Господа.
So Mahaprabhu is also remembering the fine devotees of the Lord.
И Махапрабху тоже вспоминал замечательных преданных Господа.
He was saying Gopi, Gopi, Gopi.
И повторял Гопи, Гопи.
And then the students in the school, they heard him chanting in that way.
А и ученики в этой школе услышали, что он говорил, что...
They said, hey, what's the matter with you?
И сказали, что с тобой случилось?
Why are you chanting Gopi, Gopi, Gopi?
Ты что повторяешь Гопи, Гопи?
You're supposed to be chanting Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Ты же должен повторять Krishna, Krishna.
What's the matter? Have you gone crazy or something? And then Mahaprabhu became very, very angry. He picked up a stick and he started chasing those students.
Он схватил палку и погнался за этими
учениками. You rascal, I'm going to beat you for disturbing me.
And
so then it was a big scandal. And the students of Mahaprabhu, they started criticizing
Mahaprabhu.
And he said, now what to do? What to do? What should I do? He said, I came into this world because I wanted to deliver all these people. And now they're criticizing me. He says, this would be very bad for them because I'm the Supreme Person. If they criticize me, then their path to hell becomes open. So Mahaprabhu considered how to resolve that situation. I should take
sannyas.
Because in society at that time, even now in India, people will show some respect and honor to a sannyasi.
Потому что в том обществе даже до сегодняшнего дня в Индии люди оказывают почтение уважение сannyasi.
And he thought that if I will actually accept and renounce for the life, then these people, they will show their respect to me and then they'll become freed from their adverse behavior.
И он подумал, что я приму саньяс, и тогда все эти люди будут относиться ко мне с почтением и избавиться от своего неправильного.
So even as a young man, he was only 24 years old, he was extremely beautiful. Mahaprabhu took sannyas.
Итак, хотя ему было всего 24 года, и он был очень красив, Mahaprabhu принял саньяс.
He left his mother who loved him so much, the Sachi Devi, and he left his beautiful wife, Vishnupriya, and he went. And he accepted the renouncement of
her life.
And then we know that Mahaprabhu, he traveled throughout India for some years. And every place Mahaprabhu went, he simply engaged in the deliverance of the fallen and the conditioned souls. What was Mahaprabhu's method of delivering the fallen souls? He would just wander into a village with his long arms upraised. He would be chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Then people would see Mahaprabhu. And those people would become pure devotees of the Lord. And they would put their hands in the air and they'd start chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then they'd start getting tears in their eyes. And they'd start shaking all over.
Слезы катились из глаз.
Their hair would stand up on end. And then they'd go back to their villages and they would chant Hare Krishna.
И они возвращались в свои деревни и там тоже начинали повторять Hare Krishna.
And then any of the people who saw those people, they would become pure devotees also.
И все люди, которые видели тех людей, тоже становились чистыми преданными.
So Mahaprabhu, he traveled to the length and the breadth of India, spreading the chanting of the Hare Krishna
Mahamantra.
And then after some time, he went back. He returned to Jagannath Puri. And for the last 18 years of Mahaprabhu's life, he lived in Jagannath Puri.
И последние 18 лет своей жизни Махапрабху жил в Пури.
And while he was residing there, Mahaprabhu engaged in devotional service by always chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra or describing the transcendental qualities of Krishna.
И живя в Пури, Господь Читания всегда был постоянно занят преданным служением, повторяя святые имена Господа или описывая качества.
Rupa Goswami, he glorifies Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Rupa Goswami прославляет Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Actually, it's Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He describes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Самом точнее это Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami в Chaitanya Charitamrita описывает.
He quotes that verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam.
А цитирует стих из Srimad Bhagavatam.
He says, Krishna Varnam Tvisa Krishnam Sangapangasta Parshadam. Jagnai Sankirtan Prayer Didantihi Sumeda Saha. Which means that Krishna has appeared, but he hasn't appeared in black complexion, but he's appeared in a goldish complexion.
В этом стихе говорится, что пришел сам Кришна, но пришел не в черном, то есть его тело не черное, а золотистое.
And he is always accompanied by his associates.
И его всегда сопровождают его спутники.
And his expansions.
Его экспансии.
And their followers.
И последователи.
And they're always engaged in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Они постоянно заняты повторением Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
So Kaviraj Goswami says, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always in his mouth. He always had the two syllables, Krishna.
И Кавираж Госвами говорит, что у Господа Чайтанья на языке всегда было только два слова Кришна.
Either describing Krishna or chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Когда он описывал Кришну или повторял Маха Мантру, говорит.
And that was his life when he lived at Jagannath Puri.
И это была вся его жизнь, когда он жил в Jagannath
Puri. He was always absorbed in Sri Krishna Sankirtan.
Он был постоянно поглощен Шри Кришна Санкиртан.
Just hearing about Krishna.
Он только слушал о Кришне.
Mahaprabhu wanted to teach us this process of hearing about Krishna is Bhav Oshodi, which means that it's the medicine that will relieve us from the repetition of birth and death.
Mahaprabhu учил, что этот процесс слушания Кришны является Бхав Ошоди, то есть тем лекарством, которое может вылечить нас от повторяющихся рождений и смерти.
It's the medicine that relieves us from birth and death, and it's the medicine that actually leads us into our ecstatic eternal relationship with the Lord.
Это то лекарство, которое избавляет нас от рождения и смерти, а также то, которое ведет нас к нашему экстатическому взаимоотношению с Господом.
One time, Rupa Goswami, he went down to Jagannath Puri to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Однажды Рупа Госвами отправился в Jagannath Puri, чтобы встретиться с Господом Чайтаньей.
And you know, Rupa Goswami, he was a great poet.
Рупа Госвами был великим поэтом.
Great philosopher.
Великим философом.
Great dramatist.
Великим
Dramaturga. And he used to write so beautiful poetry. So one day he wrote one poem that was describing the holy names of Lord Krishna. He said, who can understand how much nectar is contained in the two syllables Krishna?
Он сказал, кто способен понять, сколько нектара содержится в двух слогах Кришна?
Кришна. How much nectar is contained in those two syllables?
А сколько нектара содержится просто в этих двух слогах?
He said, when those two syllables enter my ear, boys, stop playing or go to the back of the room.
Перестаньте играться или уходите.
Okay.
Хорошо.
Хорошо. So he said, when those two syllables enter my ear, they go to the depths of my heart. And when they enter my heart, my mind becomes completely under control and my senses become completely under control. Many times the devotees, they come, Oh Maharaj, how can I control my mind? How can I control my senses? And it's a very good question. Because the basis of yoga is to control the mind and the senses. Rupa Goswami says, fill your mouth with the two syllables,
Krishna.
Then your mind and senses will become immediately under control. And then he says, then I begin to chant
Krishna.
And when I chant Krishna, I taste something which is extraordinarily sweet.
И когда я повторяю эти звуки, то я испытываю что-то очень-очень сладкое.
Even sweeter than the sweets made by Sadhguru.
Это даже более сладкое, чем те сладости, которые делаются в Садхгуру.
They gave me some sweets made by Sadhguru. Oh boy, they were so But he says, when I chant Krishna, it's so sweet, immediately I want 1,000,000 tongues, so I can start to taste the chanting of the taste the nectar of the holy name even more.
So then I'm chanting
and it's yum yum yum. So sweet. Then I start hearing the holy name. And it's just like ambrosia is being poured inside of my ear. And then I say, why only 2 ears? This creator Brahma, he's such a stupid guy. He's supposed to be a smart guy, but he's so stupid, he's only given me 2 ears. I want 1,000,000 ears to hear the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Mahaprabhu, he heard that description given by Rupa Goswami. He said, oh, Rupa Goswami, he's written so nicely.
So
Lord Chaitanya, he lived at Puri, he chanted the holy name with the association of the Vaishnavas, he showed us how to attain the highest levels of love for
Krishna.
It's described that during the day he would associate with all of his devotees. And during the evening time, he would just sit in his room and he would chant Hare Krishna, and he would chant verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam, and he would remember Krishna in the association of his very intimate followers and devotees. Now every year, during the 4 months of the rainy season, the Vaishnavas from Bengal, they would come down to Jagannath Puri and they would join Lord
Chaitanya.
They would be headed by Advaita Acharya and Nityananda
Prabhu.
And Shivananda Sen, he would organize the whole party. And all the glorious Vaishnavas from all of the villages, they would come. And for those 4 months of the rainy season, they would just sit in Puri and associate with Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu.
And every day from the early morning, they would join Lord Chaitanya, they would go for darshan of Jagannath, and then later they would all take prasadam together, and they would all perform kirtan together, and they would all bathe in the sea together. And a big part of their association was taking
prasad.
Just like in our Krishna consciousness movement, a big part of our Vaishnava association is when we sit and we take prasad together.
В нашем движении сознания Кришны достаточно большая часть нашего общения, это то, что мы сидим вместе, принимая просад.
Actually, in Mahaprabhu's movement, so much emphasis was given on very nice, tastefully prepared and served prasadam.
А в движении считания Махапрабху очень большое место, очень важное место отводится именно, так сказать, хорошему, очень хорошо приготовленному разному просаду.
So much so that Lord Chaitanya one time he was taking prasadam. And the preparations were really good. And Mahaprabhu said, this prasadam is so wonderful. He said, anyone who can prepare prasadam so wonderful as this and offer to Lord Krishna, I take their lotus feet and I place their lotus feet on my head.
Он говорит, а каждого, кто может таким образом так прекрасно приготовить просад и предложить его Господу Кришне, я беру его стопы и помещаю их себе на голову.
So much emphasis was given for good prasadam.
То есть настолько подчеркивает важность хорошего просада.
Is Kostya a good cook like that?
Костя хороший повар.
So, when all the devotees were in Jagannath Puri, it was a big competition to feed Lord Chaitanya. It was a big competition to feed Lord Chaitanya. devotees in Jagannathpuri, and they would compete to feed Lord Chaitanya. And Mahaprabhu would give like one day a month for eating different people's
apartments.
But then whenever Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya or Advaita Acharya or any of the great devotees, whenever they were to give Lord Chaitanya Prasada, Lord Chaitanya would immediately accept their invitation. So tonight we're going to start reading a story about a devotee who wanted to feed Lord Chaitanya. And all of the incidents that arose from that feeding program. So this is from Antilila chapter 2. We'll start reading text number 84.
Purushottame Prabhupashi Bhagavan Acharya Parama Vaishnava Teno Supandita Arya. At Jagannath Puri, in the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, lived Bhagavan Acharya, who was certainly a gentleman, a learned scholar, and a great devotee. He was fully absorbed in thoughts of fraternal relationship with God. He was an incarnation of a cowherd boy, and thus his dealings with Swarup Damodar Goswami were very friendly. Now our great Acharyas have taught us that all of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are eternally liberated souls.
This
described that just like 5,000 years ago, Lord Krishna came down to this world and he brought his eternal abode and he brought all of his associates. So 500 years ago, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, he brought his eternal abode also in the form of
Srinavagita.
And all of his associates were his associates in the spiritual world. It came down here to join him in his sankirtan
pastimes.
So this Bhagavan Acharya that we're speaking about, he's an eternal associate of the Lord. And it's described that in the spiritual world, in Krishna's pastimes, he is cowherd boy. Our Acharyas have explained to us, and when we come to the level of pure Krishna consciousness, then we can enter into a relationship with the Lord. We can have a relationship with the Lord as a servant or as his friend. Or we can have a relationship with the Lord as his parent or as his transcendental lover. So this Bhagavan Acharya, he was cowherd boy in the spiritual world. He sought the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with full surrender. Sometimes he would invite the Lord to dine at his home. Bhagavan Acharya prepared varieties of rice and vegetables at home and brought the Lord there alone to eat. There's a purport by Srila Prabhupada. Generally, those who invited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for dinner used to offer him the remnants of food that had first been offered to Lord Jagannath.
Обычно те, кто приглашали Шри Чайтанья Махапрабху на обед, предлагали ему остатки пищи, которая сначала была предложена Господу Джаганнатху.
Bhagavan Acharya, however, instead of giving him the remnants of Jagannath's food, prepared dinner at his home.
Однако Бхагаван Ачарья, вместо того, чтобы давать ему остатки пищи Джаганнатхи, готовил обед у себя дома.
In Orissa, food offered to Lord Jagannath is called prashadi, and that which is not offered to Lord Jagannath is known as amani or garabat, rice prepared at home.
В Орисе пища, предложенная Господу Джаганнатхи, называется прасади, а то, что не предложено Господу Джаганнатхи, называется амани или гарабат, а рис приготовленный дома.
Here it says rice prepared at home.
Здесь говорится рис приготовленный дома.
And many times in Orissa or in Jagannath Puri, if a person invites you to take mahaprasad, they mean they want you to come to their house and eat rice.
И очень часто в Орисе, когда человек приглашает вас принять махапрасад, это означает, что он будет кормить вас рисом.
One time I was visiting the villages in Bengal. I was going to the holy places of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. So we went to the village where there was one very famous and ancient temple. And so we had darshan, and the pujari said, Prabhu, take mahaprasad.
Мы получили дальше на Пуджарского Прабу, примите Махапрасад.
Махапрасад, very well, he said, come with me.
Я сказал, Махапрасад замечательно, он сказал, идите за мной.
So then he set me down.
Он усадил меня.
And he must have given me about 2 or 3 kilos of rice to eat.
Он дал мне 2 или 3 килограмма риса.
He said, this is the Махапрасад of the deity, take Махапрасад.
Он сказал, это Махапрасад от Божества, прими Махапрасад.
Bhagavan Acharya's father, whose name was Satananda Khan, was an expert statesman, whereas Bhagavan Acharya was not at all interested in the management of the state. Indeed, he was almost in the renounced order of life.
Отец Бхагаван Ачарья, которого звали Сатананда Кхан, был очень опытным политиком. Тогда как Бхагаван Ачарья совершенно не интересовался управлением государством. Он практически находился отреченным уклад жизни.
Bhagavan Acharya's brother, whose name was Gopal Bhattacharya, had studied Vedanta philosophy at Benares and had then returned to Bhagavan Acharya's home.
Брат Бхагаван Ачарья, чье имя было Гопала Бхаттачарья, изучил философию Веданты в Бенаресе и затем вернулся в дом Бхагавана Ачарья.
Бхагаван Ачарья took his brother to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but the Lord, knowing that Gopal Bhattacharya was a Mayavadi philosopher, could not get much happiness from meeting him.
Бхагаван Ачарья привел своего брата, чтобы тот встретился с Шри Чайтаньей Махапрабху. Однако Господь, зная, что Гопала Бхаттачарья был философом Майявади, не был счастлив этой встречи.
Шри Чайтанья Махапрабху derives no happiness from meeting one who is not a pure devotee of Krishna. Thus, because Гопала Бхаттачарья was a Майявади scholar, the Lord felt no obligation, no jubilation in meeting him. Nevertheless, because Gopal Bhattacharya was related to Bhagavan Acharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu feigned pleasure in seeing him.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu не испытывает никакого счастья, встречаясь с тем, кто не является чистым преданным Кришне. Поэтому, поскольку Гопал Бхаттачарья был ученым Майявади, Господь не испытывал большой радости от встречи с ним. Несмотря на это, поскольку Гопала Бхаттачарья был родственником Бхагавана Ачарьи, Шри Чайтанья Махапрабху повторился, что очень рад видеть его.
Why is it that Lord Chaitanya wouldn't feel any pleasure in seeing Mayavadi?
Почему Господь Чайтанья не был рад встрече с Майявади?
Because the Mayavadi, they have a very perverted philosophy.
Потому что философия Майявади очень искажена.
It's actually an incorrect understanding of Vedanta.
На самом деле это неправильное понимание Веданты.
It's a twisted version of Vedanta, which has been presented by Sri
Padmashankaracharya.
And they say that actually the Lord in His original state is unmanifest Brahman. And when God presents Himself here in this world, He comes and He accepts a body which is made out of sattva-guna.
И когда он приходит в этот мир, он принимает тело, которое сделано из сатвагуны.
And they say that all of the associates of the Lord they accept bodies made out of sattva-guna.
И там также говорится, что все спутники Господа также принимают тела из сатвагуны.
So they try to say that the original supreme person has a body that's made out of maya.
И так они говорят, что изначально личность имеет тело, которое создано из майя.
But consequently they're known as maya bodies.
И поэтому они известны как майя бодхи.
Now they think that way because they haven't seen Krishna, they haven't had a realization of Krishna.
Они думают так, потому что они не видели Кришну и не понимают Кришну.
Lord Brahma says in the Brahma Sanhita that if you have very special eyes, you can see the Lord.
Господь Брама в Брама Санхите говорит, что если у вас есть особые глаза, вы можете видеть Кришну.
He says you have to have eyes that are eyes of devotion that are covered with the ointment of love.
Они говорят, что ваши глаза должны быть глазами преданности.
Then you'll actually be able to see Krishna in his original features, the personality of Godhead.
Тогда вы будете способны видеть Кришну в его изначальном образе Верховного Божества.
So pure devotees of the Lord, they have that vision.
Учитель преданный Господа есть такое видение.
Therefore, when they hear these less intelligent philosophers trying to say that Krishna's body is material, they become quite upset.
И поэтому, когда они видят этих неразумных философов, которые считают, что тело Кришны материально, они очень огорчаются.
Srila Prabhupada used to smash the Maya bodies.
Srila Prabhupada все время разбивал Maya bodies.
All of our great acharyas, their business has been to defeat the Maya body philosophers.
И все наши великие acharyas занимались тем, что побеждали философы Maya
bodies. I had a little incident one time with a Maya body philosopher.
Однажды у меня тоже был случай с одним философом Maya bodies.
One time I was in Antwerp, Belgium.
Однажды я был в Антверпе, в Бельгии.
And I was staying at the Hare Krishna temple.
Я жил в нашем храме.
And Antwerp is very famous because they have a big diamond market. And there are two people who function in that diamond market. One person are the religious Jews. The Jews. The ones that they keep the sikkas on the sides of their head. And they were the big black hats. And then the other type of person that works in the diamond market are Indians. So one morning early at the Hare Krishna temple, the doorbell rang. It was about 4:30 in the morning. So I went and I opened the door. And there was one man from the diamond market there. And standing next to him was an Indian sadhu. Typical Indian sadhu. Very, very orange cloth. Long white beard. Long white hair. Black horn-rimmed glasses. Black glasses. You know, he looked like a typical Mayavadi sadhu. So that man in the diamond market said, this guy's from India. And he flew to London. And in London, the Indians there told him that the Indians in Antwerp were very rich. So he came over here to try to collect some money for his ashram. But the Indians here are so tight that they won't give him any money. And they won't give him a place to stay. So his ticket is, he has to fly back in a couple of days. Can he stay in your temple?
И ему нужно лететь через несколько дней, у него уже есть билет, может быть, он мог бы это время пожить в вашем храме. Господи.
I said, here's a Maya body.
Вот Maya body.
But at the same time, in Vedic culture, we have a tradition that if an unknown guest comes to your house, you have to treat him like he's God.
Но у нас есть такая традиция, Дэнни, что если к нам приходит неожиданный гость, мы должны к нему относиться как к самому Господу.
That's called Atithi Narayana.
Это называется Atithi Narayana.
So I was thinking, what to do?
Я думал, что же делать?
Then he was an old man.
Но он был таким стариком.
He was like, he could have been like my father.
Он мне отцы годился.
So So I looked at the man and I said, okay, he can stay with us.
Я посмотрел на него, сказал, ну ладно, пусть живет здесь.
He can stay in my room with me.
Он может в моей комнате пожить.
So we took that Mayavadi sannyasi in.
И мы впустили внутрь этого Mayavadi sannyasi.
And externally he was a very pleasant person.
И внешне он был очень приятным человеком.
And every night we'd take rest about 8 o'clock.
И каждый вечер мы ложились в 8 вечера.
And I would wake up about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Я вставал в 2 утра.
And when I would wake up already, he would be sitting there.
И когда я вставал, он уже сидел.
Doing his meditation.
Медитируя.
I was thinking, well, maybe this guy's advanced.
Может, он такой продвинутый.
Then he would come down and he would attend our Mangal Arti and Guru Puja.
And
very respectfully he would sit in the Bhagavatam class. So then, the last morning he was there, I came downstairs a little late for the breakfast.
То последнее утро, когда он был там, я немножко позже спустился к завтраку.
And when I came down, I saw the most amazing scene.
И когда я спустился сюда, я увидел самую удивительную картину.
This Mayavadi was sitting at the table to have his breakfast.
Он сидел перед столом, чтобы завтракать.
He was like this.
Сидел вот так.
And all the temple brahmacharis, they were like this.
А все брахмачари?
They were like wolves.
Как волки.
Like big tigers.
Огромные тигры.
And they were attacking this man.
Нападали
на этого человека. And then I just got a big smile on my face.
Ну да, я широко улыбнулся.
But I tried to remain a little calm.
Но я пытался оставаться спокойным.
And then I sat down next to this man.
Я сел рядом с этим человеком.
He looked at me and said,
он посмотрел на меня.
Make them stop.
Он сказал, останови их.
Make them stop right now. And I looked at him and I said, I didn't say anything.
Ah, yeah, promote.
And he said, I respect Krishna. Make them stop.
Он сказал, я с почтением отношусь к Кришне, останови их.
He said, I worship Krishna. Make them stop.
Я поклоняюсь Кришне, останови их.
So then I looked at him and said, I can't do it.
А я посмотрел, сказал, ну, я не могу.
He said, почему? And I said, because all of these brahmacharis, they're like young Abhimanyus on the battlefield of Kurukshetra.
Потому что все эти молодые брахмачари, это как юные Абхиманью на поле битвы Курукшетра.
If you know who this Abhimanyu was,
знаете, да, что за Абхиманью?
He was the son of Arjuna.
Он был сыном Арджуны.
And he was killing hundreds of thousands of people on the battlefield of
Kurukshetra.
He was so powerful personality. And finally it took all of the great generals of the Kuru army to kill him. So I was just sitting there relishing these brahmacharis eating this person up. So then finally I decided if they only ate my bodies for breakfast, they might get indigestion. So
I looked
at the brahmacharis and I said, stop. So then all the brahmacharis, they sat down and they took their prasad. So we were nicely taking prasad. And then everything was very quiet in the
prasad.
So then I looked up. I said, Maharaj, may I ask you a question? He went, certainly. I said, when Krishna comes into this world, does he accept a body that's made out of sattva-guna?
He went,
ah, Kanishta. And then my heart started going, and I said, and all of Krishna's associates, they all have bodies that are made out of the material mode of goodness. I mean, Mother Jasoda, she has a material body?
Саттва-друн,
the material body?
Саттва-друн, но материальное, да?
Да. And then all of a sudden, at first it was a bunch of young tigers, and then it was one old tiger. And then so my body, he just went. The next thing we knew, he said, well, I have to go now to London, goodbye. So, this is why Mahaprabhu, he couldn't have so much pleasure being Bhagavatacharya's brother.
Or
all of our great devotees of the Lord, they gave so much energy for defeating this horrible Mayavada philosophy.
Все наши великие преданные, они потратили столько энергии, чтобы разбить эту ужасную философию Майя-вада.
Well, like Srila Prabhupada, he wrote his Vyasa Puja offering to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
И Шрила Прабхупада, написавший о своем подношении на Вяса Пуджа Шрила Бхактисиддханта Сарасвати Такура.
He said, absolute is sentient, thou hast proved, and personal calamity thou hast removed.
Он сказал, абсолют чувствует, ты доказал, туманную воду ты разогнал.
Bhagavatacharya said to Swarup Navadar, Gopal, my younger brother, has returned to my home, having concluded his study of Vedanta philosophy.
Bhagavatacharya сказал Swarup Navadar, Gopal, мой младший брат, вернулся домой, а закончил изучение философии Веданты.
Bhagavatacharya requested Swarup Navadar to hear from Gopal the commentary upon Vedanta. Swarup Navadar Goswami, however, somewhat angry because of love, spoke as follows.
Bhagavanacharya попросил Swarup Navadara послушать от Гопала комментарии на Веданту. Однако Swarup Navadara Goswami, немного гневный, от любви, произнес следующие слова.
You have lost your intelligence in the association of Gopala, and therefore you are eager to hear Mayavadi philosophy.
Ты потерял всякий разум в обществе Гопалы, поэтому ты стремишься слушать философию Майявады.
When a Vaishnava listens to the Shariraka-bhasya, the Mayavadi commentary upon Vedanta Sutra, he gives up the Krishna conscious attitude that the Lord is master and the living entity is his servant. Instead, he considers himself the supreme Lord.
Когда Вайшнав выслушивает Шарираку-бхашу, комментарии Майявады на Веданта Сутру, он оставляет, он, так сказать, отказывается от настроения сознания Кришны, от того, что Господь является Господином, а живое существо и Его слугой. Вместо этого он считает себя Верховным Господом.
The Mayavad philosophy presents such a jugglery of words that even a highly elevated devotee who has accepted Krishna as his life and soul changes his decision when he reads the Mayavad commentary on Vedanta Sutra.
Философия Майявады представляет такое жонглирование словами, что даже очень возвышенные преданные, которые приняли Кришну как свою жизнь и душу, изменяют свое решение, когда читают комментарии Майявады на Веданта Сутру.
So we can see the attitude of Swarup Navadar towards Bhagavatacharya.
Итак, мы видим, с каким настроением Swarup Navadar обратился к Бхагавадачарье.
Giving very such strong emphasis that we should never hear this impersonal philosophy, because it will change our mentality.
Очень сильно подчеркиваю, что мы не должны выслушивать эту имперсональную философию, потому что она полностью изменит наше настроение.
It says even a person who has accepted Krishna as his life and soul, if he'll listen to Mayavadi commentary on Vedanta, his idea will become changed.
Говорит, что даже если преданный принял Кришну как свою жизнь и душу, если он выслушает эту философию Майявады, то он изменит свое мнение.
Lord Chaitanya, he had a follower, his name was Mukunda.
А вот Господь Чайтанья был один последователь, которого звали Мукунда.
And Mukunda was a great kirtan leader.
И он очень хорошо был киртан.
But he had a defect.
Но у него был один недостаток.
Is that sometimes he would go and he would listen to Srimad Bhagavatam being spoken by Mayavadis.
Иногда выслушивал Шримад Бхагаватам по изложению Майявады.
Lord Chaitanya knew about that.
Господь Чайтанья об этом знал.
So you know, when Lord Chaitanya started the Sangirtan movement, then Lord Chaitanya, he had that event that evening where he was revealing so many different forms of personality of Godhead.
И когда Господь Читания начал свое движение Санкиртана, однажды вечером он проявлял, так сказать, свою высшую верховную личность. Одному из преданных он проявлял свою Гуру, как Господь
Трамачандра.
Другому как Варахадев.
To another devotee, he would show himself as
Narayana.
Whatever relationship a devotee had with the Lord, Lord Chaitanya would reveal himself in that feature. He was going all night and he was revealing so many different forms and he was calling so many different devotees. And so this devotee Mukunda was just outside the room. And so the devotee said, Mahaprabhu, please call Mukunda. And
Mahaprabhu
said, I never want to see Mukunda again.
Mahaprabhu ответил, я никогда не хочу даже смотреть на него.
The devotee was shocked. Mahaprabhu said, Mukunda is a demon.
Mahaprabhu сказал, Mukunda демон.
He's an atheist.
Он атеист.
I never want to see his face again. And the devotees were hearing Mahaprabhu saying this, they were all becoming shocked.
И все преданные, которые слышали, как Махапрабху говорил это, они были поражены.
And the one who was most shocked,
и я самый поражен.
Мукунда was just outside the room.
Он находился прямо за дверью.
He heard Махапрабху say, Мукунда is a demon, and he just fell over and he hit the floor.
И когда он услышал, как Махапрабху говорит, что Мукунда демон, он просто упал, так сказать, на землю.
And so he said, Mukunda, he likes to hear Srimad Bhagavatam spoken by Mayavadis.
Господь Читания сказал, что Мукунде нравится слушать Шримад Бхагаватам в изложении Майявади.
So the devotees, because they're naturally compassionate, they started trying to speak on behalf of Mukunda.
И преданные, а сострадательные по своей природе пытались как-то, так сказать, заступиться за него.
So finally Mukunda said, just ask him.
И Мукунда в конце концов сказал, ну попросите его.
When I will be able to see him again.
Спросите его, когда же я наконец смогу его увидеть еще раз.
So the devotees went in and asked Mahaprabhu.
И преданные вошли и спросили Махапрабху.
Mahaprabhu said, he can see me after 1,000,000 births and deaths within this material world.
Махапрабху ответил, он сможет увидеть меня еще раз. Только через миллион рождений и смертей в этом материальном мире.
And the devotee said, oh, 1,000,000 births and deaths.
Миллион рождений и смертей.
1,000,000 births and deaths.
Миллион рождений и смертей.
So they went out to Mukunda. Mukunda said, when can I see him again?
И он сказал, ну когда же я смогу его увидеть снова?
When can I have darshan of the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Когда же я получу даршан лотос на стоп Чайтаньи Махапрабху?
Is it Mukunda?
Я сказал, Mukunda.
You can see him.
Ты сможешь его увидеть.
After 1,000,000 births and deaths.
Через миллион рождений и смерти.
Mukunda heard that.
Mukunda услышал это?
He went. That only after 1,000,000 births and deaths I can see him again?
Сегодня через миллион рождений и смертей я снова увижу.
Hey Krishna! He jumped up and started having mad kirtan.
И он вскочил и начал, так сказать.
And then Lord Chaitanya, he heard that.
И Господь Читания это услышал.
He said, call him in here.
И сказал, ладно, зовите его.
The mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My body philosophy, stay away from.
Держитесь подальше от философии.
One time in Vrindavan, 1977, just at this time of the year before Prabhupada passed away.
Однажды в Вриндаване в 77 году, как раз в это время года, перед самым уходом Шрилы Прабхупады.
Prabhupada came back to Vrindavan about somewhere in the beginning of October.
Прабхупада вернулся в Вриндаван где-то в начале октября.
And Prabhupada was just laying on his bed, he couldn't move.
И он просто лежал на кровати, он не мог двигаться.
And in the morning, they put Prabhupada on his palanquin and take him to the temple room for darshan.
Утром они сажали на палакине, относили в алтарную комнату, чтобы.
And we make program of the deities of Prabhupada and have kirtan.
А затем мы проходили божество, то есть делали поэтому и вели киртан.
So then Prabhupada, he was told by the devotees that there was going to be a Bhagavad Gita conference in our Gurukula.
преданные сказали Прабхупаде, что в нашей Гурукуле состоится конференция по Бхагавад-гите.
And all these wealthy families from around India, they organized this conference in Vrindavan.
А все эти богатые семьи по всей Индии организовали такую конференцию в Вриндаване.
And they were using our Gurukul as the place to have the conference.
А я не использую нашу Гурукулу как, так сказать, место проведения этой конференции.
So immediately Prabhupada became an anxiety.
И Прабхупада сразу же начал беспокоиться.
He said, "Oh, they will preach Mayavada philosophy."
Он сказал, они будут проповедовать Майяваду.
In previous years, I would personally go to that conference and I would smash them.
Раньше я вот сам пришел туда и просто всех бы разбил.
But this year I cannot even stand up.
Но в этом году я не могу даже встать.
I'm very nervous that my disciples will hear Mayavada philosophy and their mind will become changed.
Я еще беспокоюсь, что мои ученики услышат философию Майявады и изменят, так сказать, свое
мнение. So he told the devotees, he said, "Be very careful what you're listening to there."
И он сказал преданным, будьте очень осторожны с тем, что вы там услышите.
So sure enough, they were speaking Mayavada philosophy.
И, конечно, они говорили философию Майявады.
They said, when Krishna says, "Aham sarvasya bhavo," he doesn't mean I, but he means the unborn within.
Они говорили, что когда Кришна говорит "Aham sarvasya bhavo," это не означает, говорит я, говорит что-то нерожденное внутри меня.
When Krishna says surrender to me, he doesn't mean to Krishna the person, but to the unborn within Krishna.
А когда Кришна говорит предайтесь мне, это не означает предайтесь Кришне, но предайтесь чему-то нерожденному в Кришне.
So then, when the morning session was finished, they all went and they gave report to Srila Prabhupada.
И когда их утренняя, так сказать, сессия была закончена, так сказать, предоставили отчет.
So the devotees were telling Prabhupada how they were preaching against the people who were speaking. But the best report was given by Brahmananda Prabhu.
Но самый лучший отчет был Брахмананда Прабху.
Has anyone here ever seen a picture of Brahmananda?
Кто-нибудь из вас видел фотографию Брахмананды?
I don't mean the Brahmananda in Moscow. I mean Srila Prabhupada's disciple
Brahmananda.
If you take Govinda Swami and multiply it four times, it equals one Brahmananda. If you put Brahmananda on this Vyasasana, it would break. So the best thing is, there's one very scholar. He was standing and he was preaching Mayavada philosophy.
Итак, там был один очень большой ученый, он там стоял и проповедовал философию Майявады.
This entire world
is
illusion. This entire world is not existing. It is only imaginary dream.
Весь этот мир не существует, это просто сон.
Now, when devotees hear that, we don't like it.
Когда преданные это слышат, им это просто не нравится.
Why?
Почему?
Because Srimad Bhagavatam says that everything in existence is emanating from the Lord.
Потому что Шримад Бхагаватам говорится, что все, что здесь существует, исходит от Господа.
So this material world is real.
И этот материальный мир реален.
Because it's coming from the Lord.
Потому что он исходит от Господа.
But it's temporary.
Но он просто временный.
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, "Daivihesi guna mai mama maya dharatiya." He says that this energy is mine, mama maya.
Бхагавадите Кришна говорит, мама моя дурация, то есть эта энергия моя.
He says, "Maya dyakshena prakriti sriyate sa characharam." He says, "This whole material energy is acting under my control."
Он говорит, что вся эта материальная энергия действует под моим руководством.
So we understand this world is real, but it's temporary.
Мы понимаем, что этот мир реален, но просто...
But as Mayavadi saying, they're saying, "It is all illusion." It is all a dream. It does not exist. So then Brahmananda said, "Approach." And then all of a sudden, so then Brahmananda, he gets up out of his seat.
И так Брахмананда встает со стула.
I think he was sitting on four seats.
Наверное, на четырех стульях.
So he stood up, and the man said, "Yes, Swamiji, what is your question?"
И он встал, и этот человек спросил, "Ну что, Свамиджи, какой у вас вопрос?"
And Brahmananda said, "You say this world is illusion."
Брахмананда говорит, "А вы говорите, что этот мир иллюзия?"
God. Брахмананда said, "So."
Брахмананда сказал, "Ну."
He said, "Do you mind if I take this illusory chair and I break it over your illusory head?"
И что вы сказали, если я возьму вот этот иллюзорный стул и сломаю его об вашу иллюзорную голову?
And the man went, So Brahmananda said, I do not think that you believe the philosophy that you're preaching.
И Брахманан сказал, да, похоже, вы не верите, вы сами не верите в то, что вы говорите.
So, Prabhupada heard that, Prabhupada was in ecstasy.
Прабхупада, когда услышал, это был в экстазе.
Prabhupada was so, this is only like 2-3 weeks before Prabhupada passed away.
Это было всего за 2-3 недели до ухода Прабхупады.
Prabhupada was so weak, still, he started preaching against Mayavada philosophy.
Он был настолько слаб, но все же он опять начал проповедовать против этого.
Throughout the whole afternoon, throughout the whole night, Prabhupada is laying on his bed. The only thing he's talking about is smashing
Mayavadis.
So then I came into Prabhupada's room about 2 o'clock in the morning. About
1:30
in the morning. Because we would all go in Prabhupada's room at different times and we'd sing Hare Krishna or just to be with
Prabhupada.
So I walked in Prabhupada's room and there were only 2 devotees there. One devotee, his name was Bhavananda. And the other is Swarupdamodara
Maharaj.
So, when I walked in, Swarupdamodara looked up, he said, Ayodhyapati, I am tired, I will go take rest.
И когда я зашел, он говорит, Ayodhyapati, я устал, надо пойти отдохнуть.
I said, давай. So then I sat down by the door of Prabhupada's room.
И я сел около двери в комнату Прабхупады.
And then Srila Prabhupada, he looked at Bhavananda.
Srila Prabhupada посмотрел на Бхавананду.
And Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, if you listen to commentary of Mayavadis, you become doomed. Find the verse. Read me my purport. So we started looking through the Chaitanya Charitamritas. But we didn't know where the verse was.
Prabhupada
said, you do not know the verse?
He said,
no. So then he told us where the verse was. So then we opened the book. Bhavananda started reading. Prabhupada was laying there listening to his own purports. Actually, one time one of my god brothers saw Prabhupada reading Krishna book.
Однажды один из моих духовных братьев видел, как Ашил Прабхупада читает источник.
And he said, Prabhupada, I find it very amazing that you're reading your own books.
А я сказал, Прабхупада, удивительно, как вы как-то свои собственные книги читаете.
Prabhupada said, I didn't write these books.
Прабхупада сказал, я эти книги писал.
He said, Krishna wrote these books.
Это Кришна написал.
I'm just relishing what Krishna has written.
Я просто наслаждаюсь тем, что написал Кришна.
Шрила Прабхупада ки. So, Bhavananda was reading Prabhupada. And then Bhavananda, he had to go to the toilet. So he told
Prabhupada.
And then Bhavananda looked at me and he said, Ayodhyapati, you come sit here by
Prabhupada.
He said, if Prabhupada needs anything, you get it for him. So then I went into a complete state of shock.
Я был полностью в шоке.
Sit next to Prabhupada.
Сидеть рядом с Прабхупадой.
Me?
Yeah.
I mean, what if Prabhupada says something to me?
А если он мне что-то скажет?
What am I going to say?
Что я ему отвечу?
And I just started shaking.
Я начал дрожать.
So then I went over and I sat down right next to Prabhupada.
Я подошел, сел рядом с Прабхупадой.
Prabhupada's leg was very, very peaceful.
Прабхупада меня так держал.
I was sitting right here.
Я сидел рядом.
And then all of a sudden, Prabhupada went. And he opened his eyes.
Открыл глаза.
He said, what is your name?
Как тебя зовут?
Very good.
Очень хорошо.
Yagyapati.
Yagyapati.
Not Yagyapati.
Не Yagyapati.
Prabhupada, my name is not Yagyapati. My name is not Yagyapati.
My name is not Yogyapati.
Меня зовут Yogyapati.
He said, my name is the Yogyapati.
Меня зовут Yogyapati.
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 Oh, Yogyapati. No problem, a yoga party. I said, a yoga party. I said, like Lord Ramachandra, a yoga party.
Yes, for me, Prabhupada, not yoga party, a yoga party. Вот как Господь Ramachandra.
This Prabhupada, oh, you mean a yoga party? Because he's in a very Bengali accent.
И Прабхупада с таким бенгальским акцентом.
Oh, a yoga party. Very nice name.
Очень хороший.
So who gave you that name?
Кто тебе дал это
имя? By that time I was like, sweat was on my forehead.
You
know, I was shaking all over. And then Bhavananda came back and he saved me. Then I very quickly got up and I ran to the other side of the room.
Yeah,
I sat down very quietly. So then Bhavananda, he continued reading Prabhupada. Prabhupada began to be quiet.
Prabhupada остался очень тихим.
So he thought that Prabhupada was taking a rest.
Я думал, что Прабхупада уже заснул.
Then Bhavananda was like this. Told me to turn off the lights.
То есть он показывал мне, что надо выключить свет.
But the light switch was over on my side of the room.
Потому что эти самые выключатели.
I turned the lights out.
Я выключил.
Then it was completely dark in the room.
И в комнате стало полностью темно.
And then after about 30 seconds.
И секунд через 30.
Prabhupada said, why you have turned off the light?
Прабхупада спросил, зачем вы выключили свет?
Why you have stopped reading my book?
Почему ты перестал читать мою книгу?
Bhavananda said, we thought you were resting, Prabhupada.
Бхавананда сказал, мы думали, что вы уже спите, Прабхупада.
Bhavananda said, fool. I do not rest. Read the book.
Читай.
So then Bhavananda reached over and got the flashlight from Prabhupada's table.
И Бхавананда взял фонарик со стороны Прабхупады.
And he started reading my flashlight.
И начал читать, светясь фонариком.
Prabhupada said, why are you using flashlight to read my book? Why are you wasting my batteries? Bhavananda said, well, I thought that the light would disturb your eyes, Prabhupada. And then Bhavananda, he gave me the signal. Turn the lights. So then I turned the lights back on. Then Prabhupada's head looked like this. Ajodapati. Harasho. So throughout the whole night, Prabhupada just preached against Mayavadis. And then after Mangalarti, he said, call the
sannyasis.
Call the GBC.
GBC.
Then everyone came together and Prabhupada said, he just continued smashing my bodies. And then Prabhupada got really concerned. Because we were just building the Hare Krishna land in Bombay. And they have a great big cultural hall there. I think it's bigger than this hall
here.
And Srila Prabhupada said, what if my body has come to speak in our hall? One sign. And they put on the wall outside of the auditorium. No Maya bodies allowed. So these Mayavadi philosophers, they always give pain to the Lord and the Lord's pure devotees. Okay, so let's see. We'll read for a few more minutes and we'll see what Swarup Damodar is going to tell
Bhagavacharya.
In spite of Swarup Damodar's protest,
Bhagavan Acharya continued, "We are all fixed with the lotus feet of Krishna with our hearts and souls. Therefore, the sharira basya cannot change our minds."
Несмотря на протесты Рупы Мадары, Бхагаван Ачарья продолжал, мы все уже, так сказать, сосредоточены на лотосных стопах Кришны своими сердцами и душами. Поэтому Шарира Басья не сможет изменить нас.
Сарупа Дамодара replied, "Nevertheless, when we hear the Mayavad philosophy, we hear that Brahman is knowledge, and that the universe of Maya is false, but we gain no spiritual understanding."
Несмотря на это, когда мы слышим философию Майявады, мы слышим, что Брахман — это знание, что Вселенная Майя — это иллюзия, но мы не получаем никакого духовного понимания.
The Mayavadi philosopher tries to establish that the living entity is only imaginary, and that the Supreme Personality of God is under the influence of Maya. Hearing this kind of commentary breaks the heart and the life of a devotee.
Философ Майявады пытается установить, что живое существо это плод воображения, и Верховная Личность Бога находится под влиянием Майя. Слышу такие комментарии о сердца и жизни преданных, то есть, когда преданные слышат эту ерунду, то это их сердце
разбивается.
Когда они слышат, что образ Господа, то есть форма Господа создана из
Майя.
И когда они пытаются объяснить, что живое существо это просто
воображение,
то преданным это совершенно не нравится.
So therefore he says, avoid Mayavadi philosophy.
И поэтому он сказал, избегай философии Майявады.
Thus Bhagavan Acharya, greatly ashamed and fearful, remained silent. The next day he asked Gopal Bhattacharya, his brother, to return to his own district.
Итак, Бхагаван Ачарья, пристыженный и устрашенный, замолчал. На следующий день он попросил своего брата, которого Бхаттачарья, возвращаться к себе домой.
We can see how careful Сарупа Госвами was.
Видите, насколько он был осторожен Сарупа Госвами.
If anyone would want to come to explain something to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or to some poetry or some philosophy or whatever, Сарупа Дамодара, he would listen to it first, and he would see if it was correct or incorrect.
Если кто-то пытался что-то принести, читать Махапрабху какие-то стихи или какое-то философское объяснение, то сначала Сарупа Дамодара сам выслушивал и определял, так сказать, насколько это правильно.
So careful he was, and he didn't want to disturb Lord Chaitanya in any way.
То есть он был настолько осторожен, что не хотел никак обеспокоить Господа Чайтанью.
And he wanted to educate all the devotees that they should be follow very, very strictly the razor's edge path of Krishna consciousness.
Получил всех преданных, что они должны очень-очень строго следовать этому, а потом разлюбить его пути сознания Кришны.
So we should be the same way.
И мы должны следовать ему.
We should actually be very careful, extremely careful, that we will strictly follow each and every instructions of our spiritual master.
Нужно быть очень осторожным, чтобы очень строго следовать полностью всем наставлениям духовного учителя.
That we won't displease our spiritual master in any way.
А чтобы никак не доставить ему беспокойства и неприятности.
That we'll always follow his instructions properly, and we'll always follow the proper philosophical conclusions of devotional service.
Нужно всегда правильно следовать его наставлениям, всегда принимать правильные, так сказать, философские заключения.
Okay, so this brings us right up to the point where the story that I wanted to read tonight begins.
Now, since we've already been sitting
here for about an hour,
and it's already 8
o'clock, we're
going to conclude,
and we'll carry on with the reading tomorrow.
And Srila Prabhupada ki jai!
Srila Prabhupada ki jai! 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 Jai!